Thursday's Roundup, sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Get ready for a show full of energy, world records, and the opportunity to learn absolutely nothing. Tune in for some fun, knowledge, and of course, frivolous information.
It's time for the Roundup.
Are you over there? I can't see you, Phil.
Cleaning your glasses
I
as
am,
we speak.
My man. Mm-hmm. Let me see if what you look like.
Yeah, there you are. Oh, I know. Yeah. I know.
I should take them back off.
Reality.
Yep. How are you doing, buddy?
Yeah. You know, I'm hanging in there.
Good. Good. I left a little late last night. Probably got home until after 6. Mowed the yard.
Wow. Still had enough daylight to do
that? Yeah, very little. Chasing moles again.
Oh. Those wascally moles?
Yeah. So they're back.
Right.
So, dadgum things, I tell you.
He got grubs.
But, again, I think I applied the merrill or the... I get it from Chet's, uh-huh. which kills the grubs, but it also kills your earthworms, so...
Man.
But it
so
does.
So your worm farm, you know, for fishing is kind of shot then.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's too bad.
Because you're going to laugh at this, but I actually buy worms to put in my garden.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah. Earthworms are great for gardens.
Wow. So these worms are thinking, oh, you know, you're letting them loose. They're fly, be free.
Yeah, until I dig them up. I dug my potatoes the other day.
Yeah, right? Yeah. How'd they go?
I'm not kidding. The first one I dug, I'm not exaggerating. It would feed the whole. It was absolutely the biggest potato I've ever seen.
You should save that for the, maybe, I don't know, the Ithaca Fair or something.
Yeah, I could put that in there.
You could.
Yeah, but it was... the biggest, I've never seen a red potato that big. I should take a picture. It's absolutely amazing.
Might be a world record.
I doubt it. Oh. Speaking of world records, today's Thursday.
I know. Phillip.
I have some from the old home state of Arkansas.
Really?
Yes. Some, and I didn't. And I live right close to them.
And you didn't even know what was going on?
No.
All right.
No. No, but first of all, I have the best family in the USA is my family.
Your family.
My family.
Okay.
I can't have better brothers, better dad, better mom. I'm very thankful to have the family that I have.
Good. Well, that's well said.
And they're from Arkansas.
Right. Now, do they consider you?
No.
Okay.
Nope. Yep.
Are you like the John Anderson song, the black sheep of the family?
I'm the black sheep of the family that they continue to try to shave the black fur off.
Shave your back. Yeah.
But I tell you what, you talk about a nice family up here. Our listeners, and I'm not just, I'm and our clients, I tell you what, I appreciate everybody and very thankful.
They take care of us.
Oh my goodness, they're unbelievable. We have a big, big show starting on Tuesday, Phillip, a new program. Would you, you know, the rest?
Oh, your show? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was the Henry Braid.
No.
Henry
no,
Braid
no,
music,
no, this guy,
musical cavalcade.
No, on Tuesday.
Well, we'll give you a little history. First of all, this month, WRCO celebrates 75 years. On October 18th.
So, and then second of all, let me thank Richland County Bank, Walsh's Ace, Jones Chevrolet, and J.J. Walsh Jewelers.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
So... we're bringing back a program that aired on these airwaves for many, many years and available to us again now after all these years.
Yes.
Posthumously, it's still a fantastic program when we talk about Paul Harvey.
Paul Harvey.
And the rest of the story.
Yep.
And we're going to be able to bring that back and have that on a regular basis.
Yes. Looking forward to that. Over 36,000 episodes.
Right. Isn't that something?
That's crazy.
Even though they're old episodes, they will never get old.
But Paul Harvey is coming back to the airwaves.
Yeah.
Look, every weekday, or every weekday at 8:15 a.m.
8:20.
And then in the afternoon around 4:50.
4:50, yep.
And then on Saturdays at 8:20
yep.
in the morning. So
good stuff.
You get to listen to it 11 times, and every episode will be different. That's
right.
What I like about it.
So the station switched from ABC to CBS, and that was before I started, so it had to be in the mid-80s sometime. And I started in 1986. For about 10 years, all we heard was complaints. Why don't you guys bring back Paul Harvey?
Right.
You know,
right.
Because we gained a lot, I think, with the CBS network where they lost Paul Harvey
right.
because he was on a different network. But nonetheless, he will be back, and
I think people will enjoy that.
Right.
I've been listening to him, you know, trying to get him ready for the air, and it's just absolutely amazing. So, and if we have any clients out there or sponsors that would like to sponsor this program, it's a prime time spot, Phil.
Yeah.
For a very reasonable price.
You're always swinging deals, aren't you?
Well, you have to.
Yeah.
You have to. I mean, I don't call them deals. I just, you know what, let's do some business and...
Opportunity.
Let's get your business on. Let's get your business. Let me bring you the business.
Yeah, give you the business. Yeah. Yep. Henry Bray.
Yep. Yep. All right. World's. Anyway, I'm excited about Paul Harvey, if you can't tell.
Yeah.
So, world's largest Venus flytrap, Phil. This actually comes from a record in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Jeremiah Harris, 36, from Colorado Springs, has the most extensive collection of carnivorous plants in the U.S. Venus flytrap is named Alien and was measured at 2.5 inches.
Wow.
That is huge for Venus flies. Come to me, fly. Have you noticed that the flies are trying to get in here, around here?
Oh, yeah.
I had two of them yesterday, and I could not kill them.
Must have been your lunch.
Or me.
Could be. Yeah. I've noticed him in my car.
Yeah, it's crazy. There's
nothing more irritating. You know, you're driving, all of a sudden, where did the fly come? The windows are up.
The window's up. The doors have been closed.
Yeah.
They're waiting for you to go in there.
I think so.
Let's get in there.
Yeah. Because we're so sweet. Something like that.
You know
that.
What? Flies don't get on sweet stuff.
Don't they?
I'm just going to leave it at that. The world's largest tuned musical wind chime.
Oh, wow.
Have you ever heard of this?
No.
It is a record in Eureka Springs, Arkansas, which I live in Garfield. I used to live in Garfield, Arkansas, and right down Highway 62 is Eureka Springs, about 15 minutes from me.
Wow.
So
you could probably hear the wind chime.
You
from
probably
there.
Could. If the Celestial Winds Harmonic Bazaar, located in Eureka Springs, hosts a giant chime erected by wind chime artist Ragana Fabriz and dedicated to Ragana's late father. A Holocaust survivor, the total weight of the chime is 653 pounds.
Oh, wow.
With the musical tubing along weighing 310 pounds. The 6-foot by 8-foot wooden-shaped tops weighs 225 pounds, setting the world record for the largest wind chime. Mm. That is absolutely amazing.
You're going to have something
I'm gonna
strong
have to look at this.
When you hang that up.
Yes.
You're going to have to have some
But there's a
support.
Shop there that... In Arkansas, in Eureka Springs, it has it. So it's the Celestial Winds Harmonic Bazaar located in Eureka Springs.
Huh. Well,
I've never been there.
Next time you're back there, you'll have to check that out.
Now, this is the one I did see the last time I was in Arkansas, or maybe two times ago, but the world's largest BB gun.
Wow.
Is a world record set in Rogers, Arkansas, which is the other way from me, about 20 minutes. So,
isn't there somebody famous that was born in Rogers, Arkansas? I've heard that for some reason. I don't know why.
Sam Walton was from there.
Okay. But, that's probably what it is.
Henry Bray.
Henry Bray.
No. Russell Bray?
No, yeah, maybe it was Russell. Could have been.
Randall Bray?
Yeah, that's who it is. Yeah,
that's who it is. But not Henry.
All those
but not Henry.
Wealthy guys.
Yeah. A giant BB gun fabricated by Elmos of Springfield, Missouri, is now propped and fully secured to the building up on the east side of Rogers Daisy Air Gun Museum in Rogers, Arkansas. Because Daisy BB Guns is actually from Rogers, Arkansas.
Wow.
I actually used to work at Daisy BB Gun.
Did you really?
Yes.
All these facts keep coming to the surface.
Yeah, sometimes we don't want to go any farther than that.
Well, so what were you in charge of there?
I wasn't in charge of anything. It wasn't BB stacking.
Oh.
But I was in charge of putting the spring inside the barrel.
That's why mine didn't work.
You want a refund now, don't you? I was just a young guy then.
Yeah.
So,
did you get a BB gun for Christmas under the tree, like Ralphie and the Christmas tree?
My dad got us one early in our life, but then we went to real guns.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You'll shoot your eye out from Christmas Story.
Yeah, you'll shoot your eye out.
Yep.
So, but no, we were raised on a farm, and my dad believed in guns and gun safety, and that's what we did. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just the way, back then, in the olden days. Now it's the olden days.
Yeah, right. Something like that.
Yeah, but no.
We're olden.
Very lucky to have the family I have. Very, very lucky. Anyway, it's standing at 25 feet tall.
Yeah. Wow.
nearly anchored by nearly 200,000 BBs that reside in the stock.
Wow.
So it sets the world record for being the largest BB gun.
When you load that thing, you load it, don't you?
Yeah, I tell you, you don't have to worry about it for a while.
No. My big thing when I was young is we would... My mom would buy Mrs. Butterworth syrup, mm-hmm. you know, the glass bottles, and it's got Mrs. Butterworth
yes.
on it. That was like the prime target.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
To shoot Mrs. Butterworth.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And with if you had a 25-foot barrel, you know, you'd have to be quite a ways away.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I wonder if that BB gun would have some kick.
I bet it would.
Phil, put some more gunpowder in this thing.
Yeah, right.
It'd be like a big cannon going off.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, lots of things going this weekend.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Lots of things going on. So I'm sure Phil will run those down for you later on in the morning.
We'll do that. Yep. Richland Center homecoming activities continue.
Yeah, they were painting their... They're hornets in the road yesterday. That's kind of neat. Boy,
that's some a tradition.
Artists. What some artists they have. That is absolutely amazing. What
it's
they
beautiful.
Do. It is absolutely gorgeous.
And remnants of it stay there.
Yes, for the whole year. Yeah. Yeah, but I think, don't they put something different every time, though?
I don't know.
So, but those young lads and ladies were out yesterday. It was really neat. It was really, really neat. So, and they were dancing in the street. I don't know what they were dancing to. I was probably the sound of my muffler and my back seat rattling.
Could be.
But,
or WRCO. Anyway. Could have been listening to us, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it had to have been.
Never know.
Huh? Buddy, have a great day.
Have a good one.
Everybody be kind.
That's old Hank Bray.